Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy.
The Word of God in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11 says, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things." Heavenly Father, we come into Your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who is indeed worthy to receive praise and honor and glory. Father, I thank You for this opportunity that You have given us to enter into Your presence. I thank You for prayer, for the communication both ways, Lord. Our praise and adoration and petitions to You, and how You respond to us through Your Word and in other ways, Lord. Lord, we know we serve a living God, not a God of wood or stone, but a God who loves us with an everlasting love, a God who has made a provision for us so that we may come into Your presence today. Because of the shed blood of that Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary, who willingly laid down His life as full payment for our sins, so that for those of us who believe in Him and have placed our total trust in Him, we may be forgiven of all of our sins and have the privilege of spending eternity in Your presence, Lord, to praise You and to worship You and to enjoy You, Lord. Father, thank You for this opportunity today to serve You and to worship You. And thank you, Father, for those that are joining together in adoration and worship today. We love you and we worship you. And Father, I pray that this program might be pleasure for you. As the song says, we were created for you, Lord. We were created to praise your holy name and to worship you and to stand in your presence today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so, Father, in this quiet hour, as we kneel before you now, I believe your promise to be faithful. I don't always understand what your perfect will demands. But I've learned to trust you more in your presence, Lord. In your presence there is comfort. In your presence there is peace. When we seek to know your heart, we will find such blessed assurance in your holy presence, Lord.
Remember when you were a child in Sunday school? Probably one of the first things you were taught was that God is everywhere, and that He's always with us. And all our lives we've heard scriptures like, "Surely I am with you always," or "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."
Let's be honest. Don't we usually think of Him as being far away? Very rarely do we feel like He is a real being, and that He is right here with us.
How would you change if you really knew that God is with you all the time? What would you think? And how would you feel? Would it change the way you live every day?
And how would you pray? Would you talk to Him differently if He were like a friend sitting right next to you?
Holy, you.
Jesus, you know that sometimes I treat the Christian life like something I have to do. Even serving you seems like just another obligation. But when I know you are here with me, that changes. Being a Christian is just being with you, trusting you moment by moment.
It's not a ritual anymore. It's a real relationship, a friendship that is constant and personal. And as I look to you, Lord, I start to worship you in my heart.
We have to be changed when we're in the presence of a holy God. His magnificence changes us. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey, your host. Coming up next, we're going to share the 136th Psalm. This is a rather unique psalm, as you'll find out. It's like a choral song and an echo. The echo, of course, being His love endures forever. For 26 verses, this pounds this truth into your mind and heart and soul. Remember, if you're going through a difficult time today, His love endures forever. And now, Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens. His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. His love endures forever. Who made the great lights. His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day. His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, His love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them. His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, His love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it. His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His love endures forever. To Him who led His people through the desert, His love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, His love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, His love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our low estate, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, his love endures forever.
For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do. For all that you've promised and all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from Twyla Paris in her rendition of the song, We Will Glorify. In the background right now, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes again, and a medley of songs including What Wondrous Love Is This, The Wonder of It All, and we'll wind up with Oh How He Loves You and Me. Later in our broadcast, we're going to share a devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley on prayer. How prayer works. When we pray, we're entreating God to become involved in our circumstances and actively placing the results into His sovereign hand. Prayer brings God onto our scene, invoking His power, His wisdom, and His love. We begin quieting our hearts and our minds and being still before Him. A busy, preoccupied mind has great difficulty in hearing the soft and gentle voice of the Savior. The Lord can also speak to our hearts through Scripture. When we approach Scripture as listening to the Word of God, our time spent reading and studying will focus more on what God is saying to us. Like, what is this passage telling me? Well, we'll be talking later about how prayer can work in our lives and how God can speak to us through His Scripture. All of that will be coming up just a little later on in our broadcast. Right now, briefly, as we do each week, if some announcements. We just want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. We have expenses in the production of the program, the distribution of it to stations literally all over the country, the maintaining of our website, which makes the program available to people all over the world. So if you can help us out, your tax-deductible gifts would really, really be great at this time. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. That's quite a mouthful, isn't it, for an address? Well, you can go to our website and find that address right there, too. It's www.calltoworship.us. And by the way, I hope you'll contact this radio station, thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're a listener-supported radio ministry, let me encourage you to send a gift to them as well, okay? Speaking about our website, you can find lots of good things on that website, like some readings we've done.
You can find out all the stations that carry the program all over the country. Over 330 stations with over 370 different releases of Call to Worship each weekend. And, of course, we post on that website the complete program schedule for each week's program, listing the artist and the album that we've taken the song from, the song itself, and information like that. And lots of other good things, too. So stop by and visit us at www.calltoworship.us. And remember, you can also make a contribution right there on that website. It's secure, and it would speed it up and save you a stamp that way, too. And by the way, that mailing address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this music that's been playing in the background as we pick up the wonderful song written by Kurt Kaiser many years ago, Oh, How He Loves You and Me.
Worship your holy name.
We all know the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory, forever and ever. Amen. From Derek Johnson's book entitled Lists. Can I say the Lord's Prayer? I cannot say our if I live in a logic-tight, spiritual compartment thinking that only people who agree with me are going to heaven. I cannot say Father if I do not demonstrate that relationship in my own daily life. I cannot say which art in heaven if I am not laying up treasure there. I cannot say hallowed be thy name if I, who am called by his name, am not holy. I cannot say thy will be done if I am questioning, resentful, or disobedient of his will for me. I cannot say on earth as it is in heaven if I am not prepared to devote my life here to his service. I cannot say, give us this day our daily bread, if I am living on past experiences or looking elsewhere for satisfaction and motivation. I cannot say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us, if I harbor a grudge against anyone. I cannot say, lead us not into temptation, if I deliberately place myself or remain in a position where I am likely to be tempted. I cannot say, deliver us from evil, if I am not prepared to fight it in the spiritual realm with the weapon of prayer. I cannot say, thine is the kingdom, if I do not accord the king the disciplined obedience of a loyal subject. I cannot say, thine is the power, if I fear what men may do or what my neighbors may think. I cannot say, thine is the glory, if I am seeking glory for myself. I cannot say, forever and ever, if my horizon is bounded by the things of time. And I cannot say, amen, if I do not also add the phrase, cost what it may, because to say this prayer honestly will cost me everything I have.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, entitled A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Corporation. Psalm 116, verse 1 says this, I love the Lord, for He heard my voice. Today I'd like to continue our thoughts on prayer and how prayer works. When we pray, we are entreating God to become involved in our circumstance and actively placing the results into His sovereign hand. Prayer brings God onto the scene, invoking His power, His wisdom, and His love. And God may speak to us in different ways. There are some who say they can almost hear His voice. Well, hearing God speak in that kind of conversational tone doesn't happen frequently. But we can learn to keep our spiritual receptors attuned to God's wisdom. We begin by quieting our hearts and minds and being still before Him. Because a busy, preoccupied mind has great difficulty in hearing the soft and gentle voice of the Savior. Another way our Lord can speak to our souls is through the Scriptures. When we approach Scripture as listening to the voice of God, our time spent reading and studying will focus more on what God is saying to us. What is this passage telling me? What should I do, Lord? As a couple builds their relationship through conversations, we establish a personal relationship with the Father through our times in prayer with Him. He delights in our dialogue with Him because He wants us to know Him and to reveal Himself to us. He loves to hear His children talk with Him. The disciples asked Jesus to teach them one thing, how to pray. We find that in Luke 11 as well as in Matthew and a few other areas. And what Jesus said, we have come to call the Lord's Prayer, like we just heard Debbie Boone sing for us. But as the disciples watched Jesus retreat into the mountains and deserts to pray, they sensed that His power lay in His powerful, prayerful relationship with the Father. They rightly understood that they needed to learn more about this spiritual dynamic. Now we can too, because prayer is the supreme means by which we draw near to God to learn about Him and His ways. It is great spiritual adventure and the surest way to invite Him into our daily rounds. You will never be disappointed when you call on God in your prayers. Father, teach me to call on You throughout the day, morning, noon, and evening, pouring out my heart to You in prayer. Thank You, Lord, for being so near. You are eager to listen to my needs, and even more eager to glorify Your name through Your answers. Lead me into a rich fellowship with You as I come to You day by day. Lord, when all the strength that we have seems to be gone, and all of our friends that we've depended on can't hear the cry that we're trying to hide or feel the pain that we keep inside, all we really need is You, Lord. Father, we know that we can cast every care on the One who answers our prayer. All that we need is You, Lord. All that we need is God.
When all the strength You have is gone, and friends that You depended on can't hear the cry You try to hide, or feel the pain You keep inside. All you really need is Jesus.
what a beautiful song there. Damaris Caubaugh and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra. All that you need is Jesus. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters, and when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. It's very much needed, and it is important. I thank you for praying about it. And then writing us at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And don't forget, you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Hope you'll come back again next week for another time of worship and praise. And remember that A Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Christ Church Choir from Nashville, Tennessee, a wonderful song that says how good our Lord is to me. The song is entitled, He Has Been Good to Me. See you next week on A Call to Worship.